To Turkey now and the coronavirus there, transparency has not been a hallmark of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and his government has been scarce with details regarding the virus. Reporter Fariba Nawa is in Istanbul, so we've heard about two journalists arrested for reporting about coronavirus cases in Antalya. That's in southwest Turkey. What does that tell us, Fariba?
Well, the government wants to control all the information coming through about the coronavirus here. And so far, they've been quite successful because anyone who talks to the press without permission from the government can be reprimanded or detained.
So what is actually available, the kind of information that the public in Turkey can see about the coronavirus?
Well, every evening we get sort of a briefing from the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan's spokesman, telling us how many fatalities, how many people have been tested, and how many people have been infected. Those are the three statistics that we're getting. But any more than that, demographics, I've asked for that, and that information is not available right now.
So where do you think the Turkish government's lack of transparency is causing problems for the public in Turkey?
Well, right now, people are wondering what to do. Malls have been closed, mosques have been closed, even brothels have been closed. So the government is taking some measures. But for the most part, when it comes to details, we're lacking, especially for testing. For example, my daughter, who's 8 years old, had a 102 fever right when the reports came out that there were corona-infected patients in Turkey. And immediately, as a mother, I panicked and I said, please take her to the closest hospital where we can test her and I can be tested as well. I walked into the private hospital we went to and they just looked at us and said, we don't have that capability here. And wow. This is one of the most expensive hospitals in Istanbul.
And how long ago was that?
That was just over 10 days ago. She's fine and I'm fine. But when I spoke to the doctors there about what this process is going to be like, they said, well, it's only the government hospitals and a very limited number who do have that capacity to test. And they're only testing people, just like the U.S., who show severe symptoms. What I understand is that if it gets to the point where the government hospitals do not have the capacity to treat patients, they don't have enough ventilators, private hospitals will step in. They've been ordered to, actually.
What is the lay of the land in Turkey right now? What about restaurants, bars? But what is still open?
The grocery stores are still open. Pharmacies are open. Hospitals, obviously, are open. They just closed the Grand Bazaar, which is a big tourist destination. One thing about authoritarian governments like here is that when the president or when the government tells you to do something, you do it. And I think that's the difference between here and maybe, you know, a full-fledged democracy.
Journalist Fariba Nawa in Istanbul, thank you for being with us, and you and your kids stay safe.
Thanks, Marco. Good to talk to you.